Thousands of Epstein documents taken down after victims identified. U.S. says it shot down Iranian drone flying towards aircraft carrier. Saif al-Islam. Gaddafi, son of ex-Libyan leader, reportedly shot dead. Trial of Norway Crown Princess's son hears tearful account in rape trial. Watch, BBC joins Colombian commandos fighting never-ending battle against drug gangs. Spain announces plans to ban social media for under 16s. 14 migrants dead after collision with Greek Coast Guard boat. Rights groups say China detained two journalists over corruption report. I was thinking about mum. Boy 13 swims for hours to save family swept out to sea. 7 million cancers a year are preventable, says report. House shelves contempt vote as Clintons agree to testify in Epstein investigation. Record number of missiles hit Ukraine, leaving thousands with no heating in 20 degrees Celsius. France, teacher fighting for life after knife attack by pupil, restored angel fresco assembling Italian PM Maloney sparks investigation, bus carrying pilgrims overturns in Brazil, killing 15 on board ex-offices raided in France as UK opens fresh investigation into Grok. Two arrested over attempted sabotage of German Navalvsels. Gazans returning through Rafah crossing described checks by Palestinian militia. Why a Bodhi spot in South Africa could be about to run out of water. Never. Imagine this. Indian village grapples with interfaith couples killing. Shantis in a Lagos lagoon, bulldozed and burnt. Hope and uncertainty as India and US strike long-delayed trade deal. Enemy insults and questioning. Putin, Steve Rosenberg on tightrope of reporting from Russia. Syria's only female minister pushes for change. I'm not here for window dressing. Starbucks bets on robots to brew a turnaround in customers. Three West African juntas have turned to Russia. Now the U.S. wants to engage them. India's snakebite crisis is killing tens of thousands every year. BBC on the front line with Colombia's war on drugs. Watch, Florida iguanas are cold, stunned, and falling from trees. Watch, why is no one being prosecuted over the Epstein files? BBC reports from Oslo court ahead of rape trial of Crown Princess's son. Pay and smile, Rome visitors face Trevi Fountain charge. Watch, snake at train station scares Sydney commuters. Watch, giant rat leads floating parade to kick off 2026 Venice Carnival. Vietnam willing to boost U.S. purchases, trade minister says, as new round of tariff talks begins. Germany's Uniper downplays increasing reliance on U.S. LNG, stresses diversification. U.S. urges its citizens in Cuba to brace for protests, outages, fuel shortage. Oil prices jump over 1% as Iran tensions grow. U.S. inventories seen falling sharply. U.S. says it has returned to Venezuela all $500 million of initial oil sale. Oil prices extend gains on fears of escalating tensions in the Middle East. Gold prices soar back above $5,000 as Iran worries drive haven demand. Former U.S. agriculture officials, top Republican senator warn of farm country trouble. Exclusive. U.S. authorizes U.S. diluent supply to Venezuela oil sector. Oil prices climb 2% after U.S. shoots down Iranian drone, worries about armed boats. GSK forecasts slower sales growth in 2026. NVIDIA's Huang dismisses fears AI will replace software tools as stock sell-off deepens. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 0.63%. Indonesia to unveil new market rules draft after $80 billion market rout. UBS quarterly profit beats expectations, plans more buybacks. Novo Nordisk's shock 2026 guidance points to obesity battle heating up. Novartis forecasts low single-digit 2026 sales growth as major patents expire. Nintendo shares slide 11% as Switch 2 momentum fears grow. New Nestle boss plots strategic overhaul to boost growth, FT reports. Novartis expects low single-digit decline in 2026 operating profit. Russian services sector sees strongest growth in a year. VAT hike fuels inflation.